This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
K-U-P-D.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the morning sickness. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Creepy E. Big Dick Toledo rolling in a little late because the 202, I'm guessing, is why he's late. Fatal accident overnight. Mess up there on the 202 by Dobson Road. So already off to a great start for everybody out there in the East Valley. If you're heading in right there by the Cubbies Park, I'm guessing is where that happened. Big old mess over there. So we're really kicking ass on the roads this summer. This has been a good one. Every morning we wake up and there's another, not just a little fender bender, but people dying. Stop it.
What happened in Apache Junction? Are they all drowning over
Yes,
there?
They're all drowning. The bottom has fallen out of Apache Junction, and there's sinkholes everywhere. Oh, stop. Brett is clapping. Brett, please. Quit it. All of Brett's exes are in Apache Junction. He'd like to see the whole thing cave in before. He's got a lot of them over there.
Was it that bad?
It's not good. Yeah, Apache Junction's Queen Creek, too. Both of them just raging rivers, and their washes were pretty strong. And then
mud.
It was the one that they had going yesterday was more than mud. That thing was cruising. I mean, smoking. And yesterday we got back to what we haven't had for a few years here. Hillbilly's getting rescued. Hillbilly's stuck in a wash. Old people that think that their tercels can get through these washes and they just end up parking in the middle of them. And there's nothing weirder than seeing those little Q-tip heads sitting in the driver's seat with the window down and the water rushing into the side of their car while firefighters risk their lives for dummy who had to get home. And then they do the pullback and show the raging river. The one in Apache Junction was, like, you'd look at that and you'd be like, okay, this is Colorado Rapids kind of stuff that they had going on there. Queen Creek had a couple of good spots. All the places that you really don't ever want to be were flooding yesterday, so.
Class 5 Rapids and AJ.
Yeah, if you find yourself running Rapids and AJ, most of the time it's just a drug deal gone bad and you ended up in a wash trying to survive. That's all. But just stay out of them. If you have to be told, don't go in there. That's a raging river right now. No, hell no. I drove through this morning. Yeah, but you drove through it when there was no water, see? Yeah, it can't be too bad. It's a road. They wouldn't put a road where water rushes through. Well, that's not up to the road, really. But, yeah, so Hillbilly's getting pulled out yesterday. It was pretty impressive. And then those hikers down there in Tucson, had 14 people and, like, a couple of them were kids. I decided to take a hike over by these, they're beautiful falls. I can't remember the name of them. It's a gorgeous hike. It's falls and stuff. And they got out into the middle of it, right in the middle of the range, thinking, well, I mean, it's like people don't understand where water comes from, like where the rivers get their source of. If it's pouring in the mountain behind you, and I mean just pouring, there's a good chance the little stream you're hanging out in is going to turn into a much faster stream.
I'm not hanging out in a stream to begin with.
No, I'm not either. Right. Well, when it's pouring rain on the mountain, I'm going to do what I can to stay away from what. It's pretty clear cut where the water's going to run. Like, it's carved out. It's done it over years and years of time. It's called erosion. And people standing, hey, look how fast water's getting. It's getting out of hand with, like, you know, people hiking during this stupid time. So anyway, just don't be stupid. Again, it's not going to rain today, but that doesn't mean that there's no water. Stop it. Stop it. Knock it off. Stop it. Was that what you were driving by? Was the thing? Was it pretty bad, Rich?
Yeah,
it looked terrible in the picture.
It's closed going westbound at Dobson, so they're making you get off on the 101 and go north or south. And then I don't know where it stops here on the 202.
So they slowed you down.
I think it's over by Center Street where it's also there.
Yeah, everybody's just got to calm down. We're getting too many. Every morning it's another fatality. Seems like it's something we got to.
You didn't go off roading in the Santa Fe or anything?
No.
No. No rivers to run through.
There is a nice wash right next to the Salt River bed, right next to the thing. You could have driven right into Tempe Town Lake.
Maybe tomorrow somebody does the same thing.
You could have passed the other hillbillies in their Santa Fe's.
Get that inch and a half lift done.
Yeah, just stop. It is the news' dream come true, though. These hillbillies wandering around. Because the interviews after are great. Well, it didn't look that bad to me, but, you know, I've got myself this far. I've been through more water than that. Plus, I got loads and loads and loads of crystal methamphetamine in that trunk, and I had to get that home because if I called the police, and they try real hard to gas it out, and then they try to back up, and it's just stuck. And then they realize I can't get out. I'm going to get washed away.
I'll stand on the roof of my car.
No, stand on the roof of my car. That's a safe place for me. Wave down a chopper from Channel 10. So,
Corey McClucky.
I feel bad for the people who have been stuck in it, who have to realize a couple days later how stupid they were and that they were on the news. But it's the best thing that could happen to you. You're just an idiot. Don't drive through it. Just don't. When I used to live over on Indian Ben Wash, you'd watch it. Like, the thing would just flood. Like, 5 minutes. Five feet of water just go blazing by. You're like, Jesus, that was dry 5 minutes ago. And you'd always, like, at one of the little dip downs from the neighborhood off to Hayden Road, there'd always be a car there, and you could just see the car with the guy inside thinking, if I go real fast. They're all just parked on that weird angle. Like, you can see it. Like, just back up. Please back up.
To test.
Because you have just all you have to do is drive around one block and get to the flat road. But there's always a dude sitting at one of those little passes. The temporary sign is up. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
I think I can do it. It's a Bronco.
Make it.
I can make this. If I just hit it hard. And inevitably.
Next thing you know, you're sitting on your roof.
You're 25 feet away from the road. Thought you could make it across. In the Hayden Road. Oh, it didn't look that bad. Stop it.
But I got to meet the chopper man from Penguin Air on Channel 3.
So, just don't. Knock it off. I got an anonymous letter. Brady and I did. So it's attention, Brady Bogan and John Holmberg. We're guessing disgruntled employee.
That's scorn.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Put your name on it.
MLS. MLS is not, repeat, not coming to Phoenix Rising, which is the whole thing. The Phoenix Rising keeps saying, we're going to be an MLS team with us. There are 12 cities vying for four spots. Seven or eight franchises are in front of the Rising, and they're definitely favorite. They've overestimated their attendance numbers and lie about them all the time. The stadium is half full throughout the games. This shows no one in the Valley cares, and they're comping 2,000 tickets per game. The team is in ninth place in their conference. They have three different owners in their 1 year's existence, and this is their third name. Don't buy into the false hype and PR. No one in the Valley will ever care about the Phoenix Rising. It's an anonymous letter written to us by what I can only assume.
Was it mailed to you?
Yeah. Like, looks official and stuff. Like, they did a really nice job of putting together. Got a little. It's not even handwritten. You know, they put the
envelope in the printer?
Yeah. And then there's a printed letter. Get to the bottom of this.
Can't track the handwriting.
It's been what I've been saying. Why do you turn your mic off?
I did.
Oh, that's weird.
He thought it off.
Yeah. Ooh, did you? Did you clear your throat or something?
I might have moved. No.
Oh, it was awesome. Anyway, the strange thing is, it's been what we've been saying the whole time, and now we've got confirmation from what I'm assuming is the deep throat of the Phoenix Rising. Spilling the beans on...
Is there any English words in there, like old English words?
Ooh, good thinking. Yeah, let me see if there's some clues. Old-timey words.
It's actually Ian. He's a,
right, it could be. Ian's trying to get out of that terrible deal. I don't want to go to these anymore. Maybe if I just told Holmberg that it's terrible.
It's a drug.
He's a double agent.
Just send us something else.
Yeah.
Send us more. Who are you, deep throat of the Phoenix Rising? You know who it is? It's that... It's that foreigner they got, that 40-year-old guy, that Drogba. Dogma. Dogma. It's Dogma's emailing me, and he's telling me that this is no good. So I was right again. This is proof, anonymous proof, that that thing will fail in that phony half-ass stadium that Brady always defends but would never set foot in. It's destroyed.
Why do you care so much?
Oh, I love it. Okay, I don't like being lied to over and over. And they lied and lied and lied. And I'm like, well, none of this is real. None of this is true at all. And then they kept lying. And then because they're going to end up trying to fleece us for taxpayer money eventually to build that 30,000-seat stadium. And I'm not doing it. I'm not falling for that crap.
They would never go there.
With regular teams.
It doesn't work that way.
That's not going to work here.
They just passed it. They've got the land done. They've got everything. It's ready to
tax
to go.
Who?
Not to tax it. That's the next step.
There's no way that's the next tax step.
They're trying to get the Indians to foot most of the bill.
Well, yeah, if you do that, that's one thing.
But yeah. they're not going to cover it all.
Well, I think the point of if it does go on the Indian property.
Look, if the Suns did it.
Then that doesn't that free up, I mean, like some of the spots that we're talking about, moving the hockey, all that, we still have another.
They're thinking about all that stuff. They can't move that over there.
There's actual professional teams that are having
exactly.
But the problem is you brought it up that saying, you know, then what happens to the other facility that we.
The bigger issue
is that
people will stop it. You're paying for empty ones because what they're going to try to do is build one that's just big enough to take all the events. So the stuff that we paid for and all the things we were told are going to be that they're going to go away. And then what's going to happen is the Suns and Coyotes are both going to need new arenas to keep up with this thing.
And they will hit us for tax money. Now, we'll lose every team if it's up to me. Because if the Suns have the gall to start screaming out, well, you know, they've got a 30. The Rising got a 30. Hold us hostage. I dare you. I dare you.
Well, it sounds like to me there's a little jockeying going on with the Suns right now because they still are entertaining the possibility of
they're moving.
The Hockey going into that building. And you're saying, like, right now, the way they're set up, it
oh,
it
not
into
they won't do talking stick. That's
well, that's
done.
What Sarver was
Sarver even said that's not going to happen. This building is not built for hockey. It won't occur.
Correct.
He was nice. But
certain things. Well, that's what I'm saying.
They have to rebuild it. They have to rebuild the whole thing.
And that's what he's saying.
Sarver doesn't want to revamp Talking Stick Arena. He wants a new place. I dare them to hold us hostage. I dare them. Go away, Suns. You'll have the worst media partner in the world with me. And if anybody in this city is for paying for another stadium, you're crazy. We gotta let one of these teams buckle. One of these times, just buckle and say, so, okay, what do you guys need? Because nobody's going
to
want them.
We need the whole country to do that.
Right, yeah, you do. You need what St. Louis did.
Because we could do it.
Let them go.
But if they have somewhere to go.
That's the thing. If the leverage is if there's another city that they'll go to, go.
We just need some law change where they can't do that.
Something needs to happen.
At least the taxpayers.
Well, they can ask, but it can't be for like more than 20% of the stadium. It's just killing. That Glendale thing is still a nightmare. So, Phoenix Rising, whoever this anonymous employee is, I appreciate it. Yeah, I love it. I love watching it all disintegrate.
I have more love than it. Hate for them. I have indifference.
For the thing?
Yeah, that's kind of worse.
I hate and I'm indifferent, which is some sort of hate difference.
No.
I know it's huge. I'm indifferent about them. I hate their lying and their PR campaign. I don't care about the soccer part. I hate that they go on TV and tell you, oh, we had 7,000 people there. Nope, I'm going to be the one. I'm going to be the truth teller in all this stuff. So you don't get fleeced into thinking that this is a thing. It's not a thing.
I feel about the same
for
them as the Rattlers.
That.
Yeah, like, again.
Every few years I'll go, oh, they're still playing?
But if the Rattlers were trying to...
World championship.
Yeah, I'll find out they won the world championship.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, everybody finds out the same way the day after the championship. if the Rattlers had an ad campaign on multiple stations, multiple places, telling you that it's going to happen, MLS is coming, we're 7,000 strong a night, this and that, we'd all fight back. We'd all say, well, they're just lying. That's
stick
just
to
lies.
Your convictions. Sure.
Yeah, I am. I'm sticking
to it. Brett Bushy came in here and tried to turn me.
Yeah, I know. And you didn't change.
No.
You didn't like him. That was the bigger part.
He threw me down in the front row. It still sucked.
Yeah. I didn't mind arena. I still don't mind arena football. I'm not going to go to it, but it wasn't anything. I'm super indifferent. But if they started to tell you 30,000 people a night, they're going to make an NFL team out of this. You'd be like, what?
Getting a bigger stadium.
What? Building a 30,000 step. Nope. I'll be the first to tell you. None of that was real.
As minor league baseball to me.
Yep.
I would go.
Except for it's not.
Beer.
Baseball is American.
That's true.
Soccer is a pansy-ass Euro sport that needs to be kicked out of our country, just like the British were back in the 1700s.
Let the girls play it.
Hey, thank you. That was my next comment, was like, let the ladies play. If you want your WNBA, have your WMLS. That's adorable. And the men can play in it, too. No one will notice. Evidently, nobody's going to the games
mix
anymore.
Mix them up if you want. My daughter loves it.
Girl soccer is entertaining. America likes girl soccer. There's a chance the top comes off. We don't care about
that. They're good at flopping.
That's right. We don't like low-level
actresses. Real good.
Yeah. Low-level 40-year-old men playing soccer is not interesting, and we're proving it. So stop lying to us. That's great. But thank you for the anonymous letter, whoever you are. I'm very happy that someone's saying they're lying as well. And then that thing in Hamilton High School, other sports in the Valley. Holy Moses. The hazing thing that went on last year has gone on. Like, to get one of the two of the students are going to be tried as minors. One of them, a 17-year-old, is going to be tried as an adult with child molestation charges, all these other things. Now, the coach, and I think they said the principal, are both possibly going to go on, like, possible jail time.
Whoops. Holy crap.
I know.
On their watch.
Well, because of the way they evidently handled how it all fell apart. But
jail time?
Yeah. Well, because it's crimes. These are crimes. Yeah. And they oversaw them and they didn't say anything.
Just like the president and the I think athletic
like the
director,
Joe Paterno
Penn State.
Stuff?
Yeah.
It's nuts because, you want to get rid of your coach. There's one thing you have to do. Look, Todd, I'm going to have to finger you. And then we're going to tell the coach, see if he handles it poorly. We're going to get rid of this guy. The kids get the upper hand with the hazing. I never once, other than the Catholic Church across the street, which is the dead truth, no one I ever knew in school had been fingered or banged at all, unwanted,
Well, that you knew.
At Dobson High School. Well, no, I mean in the sports world. We've talked about that. Yeah, like we never had hazing that ever would have gone that way. Hazing was wedgies at the most.
Maybe a swirly.
Occasional swirly. Sometimes somebody had to eat something that wasn't, you know, fun.
Yeah, we didn't either.
No rape. I mean, it wasn't even a
That's
thought.
That's why it's hard to fathom how it gets to that point.
Yeah, I can't imagine that it's a generational swing that where they just don't fear each other's buttholes. We just didn't. Yeah, buttholes were off limits.
We would come off the field so tired that nobody would want to haze anybody.
Even
would,
before. Like, all right, before practice, we're going to haze somebody. Yeah, it still never went to butthole play. No. It never, ever was like, all right, look, Linkus's butthole is in play today, guys. We're going to get him, and I'm going in. I'm going in with a stick or something. He's getting,
yeah, and I'm going to break it off.
Yeah, it never happened. Never occurred. Even the bad players that you felt could get it, never, I don't remember ever. We had a kid come from another school who had been raped.
He told you this?
Yeah, that was his story. That was he had some major issue with some guys there, and they attacked
Listen,
him.
Listen, guy, I'm just meeting. Did you know I got
It wasn't guy. I was just meeting. We were hanging out, and we're like, why did you come over here from Gilbert High? I mean, you didn't. You still lived in the Gilbert High area. He's like, oh, there was an incident. I'm like, oh, well, and then eventually he fessed up to a couple people, and those people told everyone because it's high school. You don't. There's no secrets. And they told everybody that, you know, he was with
your white kid,
a broomstick. And he was a beige child. He was a beige kid. We weren't sure if he was Mexican or black, but he came over, and he was unique to all of us. And so, you know, it was a lot of touching and talking, like so much like us. And then so he said some things to us, and we're like, what in the world did he just say about a broomstick? And then the story went wild. He had a girlfriend. The girl broke up with him, all that stuff. Everybody found out about it. And it was very strange. But that wasn't a hazing incident. That was more of just a violent attack. It wasn't like, this will be funny after we play, you know, Highland to rape Toledo.
What?
Just doesn't happen. No. Didn't happen.
Right.
So it would.
I don't know when that occurred. I know it used to happen with the adults occasionally, like the Sandusky thing. The kids never raped each other.
Do you think it was set up beforehand, like they picked a kid on the team? Look.
Sure.
If we lose,
but that was the
you're
difference.
Going down.
When there were incidents of, like, craziness, that when even in your fraternity, Brady, it would get out of hand. You'd have one guy that would go a little nuts, but you never worried.
We targeted.
You never worried about penetration too much, did you?
No.
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 They were probably just playing Quidditch or something.
Yeah, they always get the brooms out because that goddamn Harry Potter will make you rape somebody.
Ran into one of them.
I've also seen the wedgie done by the broomstick because you twist,
you twist
the clothing.
It and pull up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You get like a
And that's
fulcrum.
Where I think it's, I think the technique is losing it. The right. Guys aren't learning the right way. Oh, maybe you just stick it in there.
Well, if you really want to wedgie a guy, you just go in through the underwear with it. I just don't get it. So, yeah, one of the kids is going to go to jail for sure, and then the rest of them are in deep trouble. But now they're saying, like, some of the authority figures. And the coach, they just kind of reassigned. All right, well, let's just put you in. You can teach, but you can't coach anymore. Now it's just gone crazy.
Over here.
I'm trying to keep my eye on that story because it's just been so – it's just so foreign to me to imagine high school kids getting so out of control – That happens.
All you got to do, high school's like prison. When you get there, you just find the biggest guy and start fighting.
Start swinging. I do that at KUPD events.
Are you Wolf?
Yeah. I do it at KUPD events. In fact, Saturday over at Earnhardt's, I was out there and a couple of bodybuilders came up and I was talking to Bob Weaver and I'm like, Bob, I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you. I have to go beat the f*** out of that guy over there.
Then like, I won't have any problems the rest of this event.
It's actually true. And Bob's like, what? And I walked over to the guy and I'm like, I'm sorry. You're the biggest bitch here. I got to kick your ass. The guy's like, what are you talking about? Seriously, I gotta show some sort of sign of strength or I'm gonna be a bitch for the rest of my time here. Do you wanna take a picture with Whiplash first?
You treat your van stops
like
prison.
Always like prison because most of the people that visit just got out. So
that's your first one in a while.
It's been a long while, yeah. Most of the times I go out, a lot of prisoners show up, a lot of people, normal people. I gotta, you know, let them know that we're still in charge here at KUPD and we're gonna take out the big boys. I'm gonna have him doing my socks. He's gonna be doing my knitting. Gonna darn my wares. So yeah, it's not a bad idea in just restaurants. Pick out the biggest employee and beat the just living out of the guy. And
what was that for?
Because I don't want any trouble.
For the future.
Yeah. That's to ensure quality service is what that is. You just beat the out of Jake. Why? Where's my table? Or you're next.
No.
This guy's crazy. So, yeah, think about it. But that's what happens in high school now. So I think I'm less concerned about concussions than I am about brooming my ass.
There you go.
If I was a high school boy.
Still holding out hope it's an isolated incident.
In my high school, all it was is just don't go across the street because those dudes in those dresses and the collars are raping everybody.
You.
Nobody believed me, but I was actually that was the whistleblower.
Yeah.
That guy's raping people. There's no doubt. Oh, you're crazy. You just hate it. I'm like, I don't. He's filthy. Father Dale is actually, I guarantee you, somebody's getting raped in here. Oh, that's nuts. He's everybody respects him. Uh-huh.
John, how did this all start? First thing we were doing was the blindfolded sit-up. Now it's the bare ass.
Right. Oh, it used to be the pink bellies.
Yeah.
Well, the guy was trying to do sit-ups, you'd smash him in the stomach. And sometimes that got to the point where somebody had to be reprimanded because you'd go until the guy's stomach kind of bled. Like they would do pink
bruising.
Bellies. It would definitely bruise, but the blood would rise to the skin. You're like, oh my God, that's... And we would all feel terrible. Like you'd hear about it, like, that's terrible. That got out of hand. And now it's, you know...
Bars of soap and socks.
Yeah, nothing. Used to hit people with bars of soap and socks? That's pretty good. Just not in the head, right?
Brady ordered the code
man,
red.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Now it's
you're
red.
Letting us down!
So why would you ever coach a high school team in the chance that that ever happened? That has to be a speech now. Before, like Coach Clark used to have to give that speech at Dobson High.
Yeah,
we're
you
all
just,
leaving.
You don't mess around now. You tell them.
Derek Zellner, quarterback of the team. Ricky Strumpf eats out the garbage cans. We're all the same around here, and I don't want anybody doing three things: spitting, cursing, or f***ing each other in the bottoms. Okay, those are three steadfast rules I can stand by. The cussing thing might be a little bit of an issue, but I can guarantee you number three is off my list. I don't care if you feel like want each other. If you feel like seeing Derek Zellner, superstar quarterback of our team, naked in the locker room, and that gets you all fired up, he's a good-looking man. He looks like a big pile of vanilla ice cream. I like him.
Now we have to teach our kids.
Yeah.
You know, let them know before they go into high school.
You might
anybody touches you in
you
any of your parts.
You tell them immediately.
You scrap like there's no tomorrow.
Or even that malformed weirdo Ricky Strumpf looks like three piles of poop on top of each other with arms. You want to rape him because he's weak? Don't do it. No matter what your social standing is, you sucks. Coach Clark, the bastion of genius. So, anyway, don't do it. If you're thinking about it, school's starting up here for a lot of kids. Don't do it. Don't rape each other. So, you know, maybe,
that should be a bumper sticker.
Maybe in second grade. They should start in second grade. It's a hashtag. You put it up on their boards like the ABCs, and then like, we're all friends. Mrs. Taylor is sweet. Don't rape each other. Just in like little cutouts, like construction paper cutouts. Try not to rape today.
That's great advice, Mrs. Taylor. Thanks.
Good luck, kids. Homeschooling doesn't sound so bad.
I don't think it's going to happen very often.
There's no room for rape in sports.
No,
program.
That's right. That's a, the little pamphlet you get right before you sign up for football. People are going to rape you in this locker room, but I'm here to stop that. Oh, Coach Clark's a cop.
Mark my words, John. Coming soon to a church near you, former butt hazers as your priest.
Wait a minute. Father Dale is going to have a TV show? That sounds like a... Like,
I think it may get one of their events, you know, to have them all
true.
In there.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, line up.
Yeah. All right, we got an assembly today. We're not running. We're not jogging. You don't have to dress out. Got a few guys here who used to f*** kids at schools. Shut up, Johnson. It ain't funny.
They come in to talk to
you.
It
ain't funny.
To remind him.
Father Dale Fushek is here. Father Dale used to f*** kids quite a bit back in the 80s and 90s.
Worst assembly ever.
We're letting them back in.
Shut up, Bogan. It ain't funny. I don't want to hear any of you guys snickering. You're in trouble. Not like the kind of trouble Fushek used to do, which is when he'd get you down, you were in real trouble because he'd f*** yeah, as a child, and that's what he used to do. Now, he's here to tell us all the warning signs of that. Father Dale, come on up here.
That's enough, Bogan, in my office.
Yeah, that is not funny.
What do you do at the end of that? Give him a nice round of applause.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for Father Dale. Show some goddamn respect. This guy used to f*** kids. A lot. Tons of them. Took 20 years for some of them to get through the pain to mention it to the New Times. Ain't that right, Olson? That was your father, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he got f***ed by Dale, and there you are, giggling away.
Sorry.
Father Dale, what are the things that used to make you want to finger a child? Tell all the kids that.
I'm not real comfortable.
Look, Father Dale, just do it.
Well, sometimes when Carl would wear small shorts and come and tell me of his confessions of maybe not being interested in ladies.
So are you like the Peter Puffer boys? Combine the little tiny corduroy OPs.
Maybe I'll go through the steps.
Yeah.
On the stage, I have a hot tub. Yeah. I need some volunteers.
What do you, let's go. Let's do a little role play. Father Dale is going to offer you a pair of shorts and ask you to change out in front of him, just like I do, only he's going to do it in a weird way.
Do it.
You take your pants off in front of Father Dale, he runs over. Let's do a couple moves, Father Dale, that would have stopped you. What would have stopped you from, let's say, f***ing this kid over here? He's a weakling.
Look at him, I'm not sure.
If I gave him the shorts and he got in the tub, it was the go sign.
You're sick. Anyway, kids, keep it in mind. Tomorrow we're going to have a couple more people from that church come by here. Tell you what it used to take.
But that was the only thing I had. Dobson High School was that church across the street was where you got nailed. And I mean hardcore. Lots of times. Everyone was in trouble for it. It took 20 years. So now it's the other
boys
kids driving
nailed,
into
nailed, girls kinda getting pregnant.
But yeah, by the guy, by the junior preachers. That Phil kid knocked up one of the high school girls. Right there.
Youth leader.
He had to move her. The family didn't believe it was possible, the youth leader. So he was the one that always went up on there and telling all the teens how excited he was about Jesus. So excited about Jesus. Hey, what are you going to do about the baby?
Hey, we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about my 16-year-old bride. That was a mess. But nobody went to a jail, really. Just a couple people got in trouble in the Jesus world, and that's about it. So don't rape each other. Hashtag don't rape today. And take it one day at a time. You know, let's do it like alcoholism.
Good advice.
When you lay your head on the pillow tonight, just think to yourself, it's another day of not raping somebody. Tomorrow begins anew. Give us a wake-up song. 602-260-9800. A good one. And we'll scream it out together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
The new AZUnit.com studios. This is the Big Red Radio, 98 KUPD, Tempe, Phoenix.